Acts chapter 9, verse 39. Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas, Greek for Tabitha, had made while she was still with them. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, do you know what this is? You probably can't see it too well from where you're sitting, but it's a homemade Advent calendar. And parents used to make or buy them to help their children prepare for Christmas. Each day during Advent, the children would open one of the doors cut on the face of the picture, and they would see something underneath, maybe written on the door. Until on the 25th, they would open the big center doors, which I just taped shut, and perhaps have the manger scene or something like that. They would have an angel on other days, shepherd, a lamb, a Bible passage, or a picture and a passage. Since the number of Advent days changes every year, there are usually just 25 doors on an Advent calendar for the days of December. And today, the first door would be opened. Not only did this give the children a special way to measure the time before Christmas so they don't have to keep asking how much longer, but in the best calendars, the pictures and verses behind the doors all pointed to Jesus. For example, if a wrapped gift was pictured, the backside of the door might contain the words of John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The giving and receiving of gifts is something that both children and adults look forward to with joyful anticipation. And when the day comes, many pictures are taken of people with their new gifts to show those who gave the gifts how happy they are. And yet, when Peter arrived at Joppa, the widows were holding the gifts that they had received from Tabitha and weeping. Why was that? Did they not like the clothing that she had made for them? Quite the opposite. Were they perhaps weeping because they would not receive any more gifts from her now that she was dead? Not likely. They were not weeping because of the gifts at all, but because someone kind and generous, a cheerful giver, was gone. They were weeping because they would miss her. They were weeping because she herself had been a gift from God, and now she was gone. Was it true? Was Tabitha, the gazelle, really a gift from God? We can see that it was true by what happened next. Peter sent everyone out of the room, just as Jesus had once done back at the home of Jairus. That time Jesus had said to Jairus' daughter, Talitha kum, young girl, arise. Now Jesus' apostle says, Tabitha, arise. He helps her up and presents her to the now happy mourners. So through his servant Peter, Jesus gave Tabitha a second time to her friends, the people of Joppa. We can see that they considered her return to them to be the Lord's doing. For it was not Peter that they began worshiping, But Jesus, Luke writes a few verses later, this became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. They knew that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and they recognized that Jesus was a gift from above. And so do you. More important than any gifts you receive at Christmas time or any other time are the people who cared enough to give them to you. And those people are themselves gifts to you. Many of them have been brought together with you by the baby of Bethlehem. For when many people follow one, the closer they get to him, the closer they are brought to each other. Mary, Joseph, Zacharias, Elizabeth, the shepherds, the wise men, Mary Magdalene, Salome, Bartimaeus, Zacchaeus, Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Paul, Mark, Luke, Lydia, Timothy, countless others whose names we do not even know. Together with you and me, in connection with Jesus, we have been called, gathered, enlightened, sanctified, kept. When we remember that, it all points to Jesus, doesn't it? God so loved you that he gave the greatest gift, his one and only Son, for you. What a door he has opened for you. This is no mere Advent calendar. This is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. And the door is open for you forever. God loved the world so that he gave his only Son, the lost to save, that all who would in him believe should everlasting life receive. Amen. Hymn 389, the last four stanzas of hymn 389.